In December, Mexico's president Andrés Manuel López Obrador was inaugurated. The new president ran on a campaign championing human rights, including for migrants traveling north through Mexico.
El desarrollo de los países centroamericanos.
We are going to promote development in Central American countries and in our country, and this is how we will handle the phenomenon of migration, not through coercive methods.
Migratorio.
But López Obrador's enforcement of immigration policies has not matched up with his campaign rhetoric. Earlier this month, President Trump threatened aggressive tariffs on Mexico if the country did not stop the flow of migrants moving north towards the United States. So Mexican officials met in Washington, where they agreed to ramp up their enforcement efforts. And here to tell us what those enforcement efforts look like along the Mexico-Guatemala border is Emily Green, a freelance reporter currently in the border town of Comitán, Chiapas. Emily, thank you for being back with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what are you seeing at the border, the Mexico-Guatemala border these days?
I am seeing groups of National Guard members surveilling the border, essentially. They're serving as backup to immigration officials who are stopping buses, stopping taxi-sized vans, opening doors, asking questions, and asking questions of anyone they suspect of not being Mexican. And if they don't have the proper paperwork, they are taking them off those buses and off those vans and sending them to detention where they will presumably be deported.
How different is what you're seeing today from what previous Mexican presidents have done in terms of the enforcement efforts at the Mexico-Guatemala border?
So since 2014, there have been fairly robust enforcement efforts at the Mexico-Guatemala border. That was thanks to something called Plan Frontera Sur, which President Obama negotiated, and that was to beef up Mexico's southern border. What is different now is the number of checkpoints and also the, I would say, militarized feel of them. You have the National Guard, you often have the Marines, the Army, the Federal Police there backing up the immigration agents. And so before you had checkpoints and you had immigration agents doing the checkpoints, but you didn't have this kind of militarized apparatus around it.
You mentioned some of these folks, some of these migrants could be put in detention at the southern Mexico border. Do we have a sense of what those detention centers look like? We hear a lot about the detention centers here at our own southern border. How do they compare?
The Associated Press just came out with a really great report about one of the major detention centers in Tapachula, Mexico, and saying that the conditions there were simply horrendous. It sounded like a detention camp. And it's very hard to know because these detention centers on the whole do not let the press in. They're extremely closely guarded. So what we know about them is basically via terrific reporting like the AP's and also what migrants tell us. And what they say is that the conditions are extremely bad, and I think would rival some of the reports we have heard about inhumane conditions at Border Patrol facilities in the U.S.
This seems to be a shift in policy from what López Obrador promised in the lead up to his presidency. What does this tell us about Mexico-U.S. relations?
It tells us that for López Obrador, Mexico-U.S. relations are incredibly important, and that despite his initial desire to welcome in migrants from all over and to give them jobs, that he is going to jeopardize that in order to save U.S.-Mexico relations. He came in as something of a leftist firebrand, but he is still a pragmatist, and to that extent, he is really showing his cards quite early that he does not want to jeopardize trade relations. And if his defense of migrants has to go out the window, then so be it.
You've also been traveling in Guatemala and Central America. Does there seem to be any sense that migration is going to slow, whether it's into the United States or into Mexico?
I don't think so, at least not in the short term. I have story coming out shortly in Vice News featuring an interview I did with a coyote. And he said to me something really incredible, which was that we all thought Trump was going to come in and close the door to migrants, and he just let everybody in. It was so funny to hear him say that. And I think that's still the sense in Guatemala and many parts of Central America. And I was in Guatemala just a few days ago, and I would say news travels slow. So what they're still hearing there is that it's easy to get into the United States, especially if you're a parent with your young child. The news of the crackdown on the border has not percolated back to Guatemala. So I think in the short term, we're still going to see very large numbers of migrants trying to reach the U.S. And that might change if Mexico ramps up its deportation apparatus times 10. But still, the news is going to take a little bit of time to percolate back to Central America.
So, Emily, we're seeing many of the migrants stuck at the U.S.-Mexico border who are living in substandard conditions at this point. Is Mexico prepared to handle the influx of migrants, whether it's economically or politically?
So I think what we're really seeing the migrants in Mexico are in the northern border cities like Juarez, Reynosa, Tijuana. And it's worth noting that places like Juarez and Tijuana have seen violence rise in exponential levels. Last year, Tijuana was one of the most violent cities in the world. And it's in places like that where migrants are now waiting. And many of them have been returned to these northern Mexican cities under the Remain in Mexico or Migrant Protection Protocols program. And that basically requires migrants to wait in Mexico while their asylum cases play out in the United States. To answer your question, I don't think Mexico is prepared. In Juarez, there are only around 1,500 shelter beds, and one official in Juarez told me he expects at least 10,000 migrants there by summer's end. So this could be a real problem for those cities at the same time as they're seeing an explosion in violence.
Emily Green is a freelance reporter based in Mexico, currently at the Mexico-Guatemala border. Emily, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.